Case study, John Ledger. Unfortunately, many of us leaders cut our teeth in a world that was sales, sales, sales. We memorized our scripts, got our pitches down pat, and learned how to get into a sales mindset. That method might work when you're talking in one-on-one meetings, but in the global marketplace of social media, it couldn't be deadlier. According to social media consultant Paul Gillen, as quoted in Forbes, companies are tuned toward delivering messages, but that doesn't work in social media channels. Customers don't go to social media sites to get advertising messages. He warns that the more a company tries to sell via social media, the more likely people will just stop listening. The shift to seeing success on social media requires a radical change in how you engage. We've provided ample evidence and advice for the benefits of attractive leadership. Radical change requires a revolutionary model. Because it's often easier to understand the principles and benefits of building your personal brand on social media when we see them play out in real time, I've included the following case study as an illustrative exercise in the power a single leader can hold on social media. About how much time per day do you spend on your cell phone? The short answer is probably a lot, but I don't ask the question to shame anyone. Increasingly, these tiny, mind-boggling machines assist us in our daily lives. As a result, we've all likely considered and researched the wireless network that will support these phones. So we explore the best deals, which gives the most data, what plan will best support our family, and everything else. Now here's another question. Do you think you would recognize the CEO of your wireless company if you saw them at the coffee shop tomorrow? The short answer is probably no, unless you happen to know them personally. To the average person on the street, these CEOs are a mystery. Many of them aren't even on Twitter. None of these people have made a particular effort to be recognizable. When you head a brand as huge as a company such as Verizon Wireless, you don't necessarily need to worry about your personal branding or social media presence. Or so you might think. I followed John Ledger on Twitter in 2015, along with 1.3 million other people. Granted, I had worked for T-Mobile as a B2B sales manager back in my 20s. They'd been great to work for. Enough that even 10 years after leaving, I was keeping an eye on the company's doings. When they brought in Ledger as CEO, he was known, in rather niche circles, for his ability to bring companies back from the brink. He'd saved Asia Global Crossing, a troubled fiber optic networking company. When they first brought him on, he put the company in bankruptcy protection. After 10 years of his careful rebuilding, they were bought for $1.9 billion. Still, when he became the CEO of T-Mobile, he was far from a household name. He would be soon. In fact, he would quickly rebrand himself to the point that he was probably the single wireless CEO that anyone would recognize if they saw him in the coffee shop. And he became famous precisely by following none of the rules for how the CEO of a major wireless company was expected to act. Ledger was brought on as CEO of T-Mobile in September of 2012. By the end of 2013, its number of social media followers had almost doubled. The social media analytics site SocialBackers, now Implify, ranked T-Mobile as a top 10 socially devoted company. The company as a whole was doubling down on social media engagement under Ledger's orders, and Ledger himself was leading the charge. "The change at T-Mobile needed to start with me," he said. "I knew I needed to go all the way in order to change the culture to something that reflected who we were, or would be, as a company." He changed himself to reflect this new culture. "I grew out my hair, swapped out the suit and tie for a leather jacket and a magenta t-shirt, and threw away the filter," he said. By throwing away the filter, he was referring to the outdated ideas of professionalism that existed at the time, particularly for wireless CEOs. Wear a suit, only talk about the brand, and don't rock the boat. This unspoken filter is likely partly why so few wireless CEOs are particularly visible. Ledger, instead, swore often and called at his competition directly. He called Verizon and AT&T dumb and dumber. He wasn't just active on social media, he was brazen. He was also, vitally, very human. He became particularly famous for Slow Cooker Sundays, a weekly segment that ran for 2 years. He would log on to Facebook Live and share a favorite slow cooker recipe from that week. What's more human than a set-it-and-forget-it tool like a slow cooker? It's hardly glamorous, and yet those streams, at their height, saw over 1 million viewers. He joins Twitter in May of 2013. By March 2016, he had over 2 million followers and sent over 17,500 tweets. 2016 was the same year Twitter gave him his own bespoke emoji that appeared when anyone used the hashtag TweetJohn. For the record, this was only the second emoji Twitter ever made dedicated to a specific person. The first was of Pope Francis. It's easy to ask, what exactly does his story have to do with my cell service? Really, the answer is everything. T-Mobile had been struggling when they brought on Ledger. The year before he joined, they lost $4.3 billion. In addition, they were struggling to compete with the big wireless companies like AT&T and Verizon. At the start of his tenure, Ledger sat with the helpline call centers at T-Mobile and listened to the actual problems that people were having with their service. He closely followed the hashtags on Twitter, and he discovered what people were actually bothered by when they complained about their wireless service. I have a much more precise pulse on what's happening, even with individual customers, Ledger said. The results inspired Ledger. He immediately began to break the rules, not just for how a CEO should act, but for how a wireless company should operate. He rebranded T-Mobile as the Uncarrier, directly pitting them against the other companies and their outdated policies. He led the removal of long-term contracts and global roaming charges at a time when that was unheard of. T-Mobile began paying other carriers' termination fees to encourage people to switch. Nowadays, we recognize many of his practices as standard, given how the other wireless carriers quickly followed suit. He adopted a new, bright color for T-Mobile, magenta, to match their new exciting policies. And while he did all of this, he made himself very visible on social media. He live-streamed his jogs around New York. He wore a Batman mask to events. He often called out the competition directly, once tweeting, "Raise your hand if you have ever been personally victimized by @VerizonWireless. #NationalMeanGirlsDay." He was the CEO king of social media in a time when few in the business world were engaging much with the medium at all. At a GeekWire summit in 2014, Ledger stated, "The truth is, I learn almost everything I need to know how to run T-Mobile in there." His reference to there being Twitter. He went on to say, "I take every tweet that comes in and I read it. I forward it to people. My executive team gets them. We reply. And at my staff meeting every Tuesday, we track social media impressions, what they are, and how we've responded to them. It takes a ton of time, and it's a lot of fun. You got to be real, and you got to be out there. But I am having a ball with it." While Ledger became recognizable very quickly as he grew his personal brand, none of this would have been enough on its own to build the company back up. But Ledger was using his personal branding as a supplement to new company branding. The new, crazy CEO was adopting some new crazy policies. During slow cooker Sundays, Ledger often encouraged people to switch to T-Mobile with his characteristic candor. And they did. People were paying attention. It's fair to say that Ledger was polarizing. In communication, polarizing has a push-pull effect. It repels those who disagree with you and pulls those who agree with you. Ledger's behavior may have pushed some away. BuzzFeed called his promoted tweets one of the most annoying ad campaigns in history, but it pulled many others closer. He came on in 2012, and by 2015, after consistent effort on and off social media, T-Mobile's revenues increased by 15%. Shares shot up more than 400% between 2013 and Ledger's resignation in 2020. They saw growth at a rate twice as fast as AT&T's and seven times as fast as Verizon's. This is particularly stunning when we consider that, in 2015, T-Mobile invested the least capital of any of the major wireless carriers at the time by a huge degree. The wireless industry is an expensive one when it comes to capital. It costs to keep a network running and up to date with new trends. In 2015, 4G became a hot commodity, for instance, but that doesn't happen without a company investing. In 2015, Verizon invested $11.7 billion. AT&T invested $8.9 billion. Sprint invested $6 billion. And T-Mobile invested $4.7 billion, the smallest amount by far. There was simply no way that T-Mobile could compete with the other wireless companies when it came to capital investment, especially the top two competitors. As seen by AT&T investing close to double what T-Mobile did that year, and Verizon investing close to triple. Competing in that field was a non-starter, and yet, T-Mobile saw the most growth in 2015 by far. By the end of the year, they had edged out Sprint to become the number 3 wireless carrier on the market. T-Mobile's growth only continued. In 2016, they led the industry in customer growth, seeing 8.2 million new customers. They also saw incredible financial growth in 2016, $37.2 billion in total revenue. What do these numbers show us? It would take a huge stretch of the imagination to think that any of this growth existed in a vacuum. While T-Mobile could never compete when it came to capital, Ledger had found the niche where they could not only compete but dominate: social media. Ledger was very frank about this. He had quickly carved out a space and a following for himself on social media, and he knew other CEOs would never be able to imitate him. The reason I know they won't be able to take advantage of what I do is there's no effing way they're going to be able to spend their day doing what I do. I wake up in bed, and I do Twitter for an hour and a half just to catch up. He once estimated that he spent around 7 hours a day on social media. Obviously, all of this effort was a major driver of the company's growth under Ledger's leadership. The increased social media presence drew attention to T-Mobile's status as the uncarrier, or the wireless company that was going to undo all the policies that frustrated people about their wireless service. These policies attracted David Carey, who'd worked with Ledger at Global Crossing, to join him at T-Mobile as an executive vice president. He and Ledger both recognized that the company needed to transform. We had 50,000 employees with an average age of 28. We can't come in like a bunch of fuddy-duddies. They implemented other policies to embrace their employees and encourage team growth and retention. Ledger was once asked who his role model was. He responded, truthfully, without being cliche, the reps and frontline people in the care centers. The fact that he had sat with these people at their jobs made this commitment ring as true and heartfelt, certainly more true than it might have felt coming from many other CEOs at the time. There was also the fact that, when T-Mobile's merger with MetroPCS in 2013 went public, Ledger insisted every employee get founder stock. When Deutsche Telekom objected, Ledger insisted, as he put it, "I need every single one of these employees to be owners, not renters." He won this negotiation because he insisted on it. Here, we see someone showing the outside what it's like to be on the inside with an attractive leader. It's a place where the CEO has actually listened to the angry phone calls you field every day and is passionate about changing the company in ways that will radically change your work life. What is there to learn from Ledger? In simple terms, he was funny, weird, and human at a time when very few CEOs were bothering to even be visible. He made himself reachable and connectable. He recognized the power social media had to build connections and attract people. The CEO of AT&T didn't even have a Twitter at the time. Many CEOs still don't have one now, 7 years later. But Ledger's consistent presence and humanity, both on and off social media, led to a decade-long rise of T-Mobile. In late 2018, Ledger had 132,000 mentions on social media in 1 month. Those mentions came from more than 58,000 unique authors of posts. The benefits I have with social? There is no way that my peer CEOs are going to do this. There's absolutely no way. I sit at the restaurant, at the bar with my phone down, typing away. I lay in bed at night for 2 hours, an hour, and I wake up, and I am hitting the keys. There's no way these country club running guys are going to do it. Not to mention what comes in. But it's a competitive advantage, and I think it's worth billions. Billions. This section isn't here to shill for T-Mobile. Instead, it's to shill for the idea of creating a consistent and humanizing presence on social media. It's difficult for us to dominate in our respective industries. We can't all invest as much money as the big guys, and we don't all have access to the same resources. But we do all have the same level of access to social media. We just have to choose to invest enough time and effort into making a presence that represents our values and our company. Social media's competitive advantage becomes even more real and powerful, particularly when we choose to incentivize this effort at a company level. You can't always offer the cheapest price, and you can't always dominate when it comes to money, but you can dominate in the social media sphere. If you choose to double down on your leadership brand and social media presence, you will also reap the benefits of attractive leadership. John Ledger recognized this. He wasn't just competitive. He became the best and most valuable regarding his company's social media presence. This concept worked for a wireless CEO, and it can work for any one of us, no matter how small or huge our role may be. Follow-up questions. 1. Ledger made a name for himself through slow cooker recipes, of all things. So what's something you're passionate about that, while not being strictly professional, could add values to the lives of the people who follow you? 2. Ledger drew attention by being unafraid to be himself, to be 100% authentic. This tactic played out in his language choices. Some would have called him unprofessional, but they were 100% Ledger. I call these isms. An ism is a phrase or statement you regularly use in conversations. For example, one Richardism is replacing the term recruiting with relationship building. Several others I commonly use are attractive leadership, recruiting leader, and surrogate leader. Brainstorm some of your personal voice. What are some slang terms, common phrases, or otherwise unprofessional terms that you use every day? Do you have any favorite sayings or idioms? Maybe ask your friend or spouse to help you identify personal catchphrases or expressions that you use often. 3. Ledger managed to build up the T-Mobile brand by being the Un-Carrier, or basically, by fighting on the policies that annoyed people in their wireless service. What are some problems you can identify in your industry? What actions could you take on social media? Granted, you may not be a CEO, but a powerful personal brand leads to a powerful voice to fight these problems or speak against them. One question I regularly ask myself that helps with this is, what stirs up my righteous anger? Your answer will reveal an area where you have strong emotions that something needs to be made right. Is there a cause or idea that comes to mind?